be out of your goddamn mind. Joe Louis, the greatest boxer ever lived. I'll be with you boys in a minute. He was better than Patrick Clay. He better than Sugar Ray. He better than that. Who that the new boy got? Mike Tyson look like a bulldog. He better than him too. He just whipped Mike Tyson's ass. He whipped all their asses.
What about Rocky Marciano?
Oh, there they go. There they go. Every time I start talking about boxing, a white man got to pull Rocky Marciano out their ass. That's they won. That's they won. Rocky Marciano. Rocky Marciano. Let me tell you something wonderful. Rocky Marciano was good. But compared to Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano ain't shit.
He beat Joe Louis's ass.
That's right. He did whoop Joe Louis' ass.
Joe Louis was 75 years old when he fought.
I don't know how old he was, but he got an ass whooped.
Joe Louis had come out of retirement to fight Rocky Marciano. The man was 76 years old. Joe Louis always lied about his age. He lied about his age all the time. One time, Frank Sinatra comes out here and sat down in this chair. And I said, Frank, you hang out with Joe Louis. Just between me and you, how old is Joe Louis? You know what Frank told me? He said, hey, Joe Louis 137 years old. 137 years old.
Oh, man, you ain't never meet no Frank Sinatra.
Fuck you! Fuck you and fuck you!
Who's next?
Your damn cans on, Irina.
My cans are on.
Hey. Oh, that was horrible. It's a visual joke. We're in an audio medium. Get it right. Damn dummy. Put on your cans. We're going to talk like radio people. They're not headphones, they're cans. Put on your cans.
Where are we? Where's my candy?
What?
Is my audio on?
You're not the 8-year-old I hung with yesterday.
Hey.
Zing. What? Your audio's off.
Is it?
No.
I don't know, you should be hearing shit.
You can hear me?
Did you pull the headphones out of the jack? I can hear you. Get over there.
I think
do
we're good.
Tech support.
I don't know.
Grab those headphones over there right now. Do it. Do it. You've already spoiled this entire intro. You just made it all about you. Irina Davinsky at Girl Knows Sports. It's all arena time.
Yay, this will be the best episode ever.
Oh, no. The ratings will take a nosedive. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, with me today. I just mentioned her. She had to make a fucking scene. Everything's about Irina. I got Irina Davinsky with me. I got Howard Hyland, who now is free to say his name. No slave name, Howard Heasy bullshit. You're Muhammad Ali. You're not Cassius Clay anymore. He's at Epic's Egetical if you want to get a hold of him on Twitter. I'm John Papa Giorgio, and I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Show's website in papasbasement.com. It's got all those Twitter links. I don't know why I bother you by telling them to you, because you just go to inpapasbasement.com. They're all right there.
You know you're not even listening right now.
What? Why'd you say that? You totally... Why? It's like you said, don't think about elephants. Now I'm thinking about elephants. What the fuck did you just say? You derailed my thought, man. Go to In Papa's Basement. Follow the Twitter. Follow the Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. And go to iTunes, because we got the link there. You subscribe to us, and it all just magically appears on your phone and your
subscribe,
iPod.
Subscribe, and we'll like your Facebook page.
And look, we're out before the damn thing's wrapping up, but I'll let it finish. When you're that close, you let it do its thing. Dun dun dun. Okay.
You keep getting a little sweaty.
What?
I don't know. I'm off.
When words come out of your mouth, they need to like make sense or be for a reason. Come on.
We took a break and I shut down.
It's okay. Don't be a one pump chump. I took a break. Look at me. Fucking already erect.
Yeah. No horn all
you
over.
Could already hang the stars and stripes from this shit again.
Yeah, John Papa Giorgio, the Dirk Diggler podcast.
Yeah,
thing. My gosh,
this shit. I came everywhere.
You can only hang a red flag and a golden Chinese
like
labor
we just
star
said.
On this right
Pete,
here,
Pete North comedy come everywhere. A money shot like you wouldn't believe. Looked like I just opened the lid of a Cool Whip and threw it across your face. 10 minutes later, we're recording again.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go again.
Ugh.
Replenished.
What was that clip you played from Boogie Nights talking about that?
Oh, what? You got the touch. You got the power.
No, not the song, but them talking about the new kid who can splooge for hours.
I don't know if I ever played that one on air, did I?
It was on a recent episode.
Well, I know that, like I said, Roller Girl loved Dirk because he could fuck hard or fuck soft. He'd fuck fast and fuck slow. She was impressed by that. Apparently, that was
so
hard
romantic.
To find in the business. Yeah. He could lay pipe like a fucking gentleman. Like, he could take off your clothes, come inside you, and you would feel like a fairy tale princess. That's why Dirk Diggler was special in that industry.
Why am I doing glass instead of wearing glass?
Glass. PCP, correct?
I think it's that or crystal meth. I don't know.
Okay.
80s designer drugs, I'm not really aware of.
So before your time. Why weren't you like me and Howard getting high in second grade together? Just reenacting the scene with that dude getting dusted from RoboCop. He's like, happy I could be here with two beautiful ladies. And then, you know, Clarence Boddicker comes and he's like, bitches, out. Or I forget what he says. It's fucking hilarious. And then he shoots us in the legs and puts a grenade down and we die.
I like when you guys talk about your old-timey picture shows.
RoboCop is the shit. RoboCop.
That was my first rated R movie.
Mine too.
I was six.
Did it have
words? We're like fucking wiener cousins right now.
We really are.
We just found like we fucked the same thing. My first R. It was like one of those weekends where you got free HBO.
Those were the best. I remember
those were great.
And I was like, shit, RoboCop. I've heard of this shit.
I was like, free midnight porn.
I remember the cover of RoboCop. It's one of the eight movies available to rent right now when I go to the video rental store.
And now there's no more Blockbuster.
No, none of that shit.
Redbox bought them out.
Well, Blockbuster has its own answer to Redbox, I thought.
They bought them out.
Oh, they bought that shit out?
Yeah,
wow.
I was at Safeway, and I was wondering why they didn't have the Blockbuster kiosk anymore, and he goes, Redbox bought them out, the manager.
Wow, okay.
Not just the random guy I talk to at Safeway all the time.
Yeah, not just randomly talking to a janitor. Well, we got a lot of prep, because we did one story, which was apparently very circuitous is the word, maybe. We started strong, and we're like, no more ADD. We're going to get this shit done. And then right at like the 58-minute mark, I'm like, fuck, we have to finish. We have to finish this one thing. Come on. We got to get it done. So we got like five stories left that we can get to. And I'm going to let you guys vote. Unless, Howard, you want to steer this shit?
I really think we got to go with what the people want to hear most of all. And I think
you're one of the three people, and I have no opinion. So it'll just be you coin flipping with the Russian.
I'm saying, like, tell me about this crazy dude on Sons of Anarchy killing himself, bro. Like, that's some crazy shit.
I like suicide.
A lot of suicide in the news this week.
I like suicide. I like how this guy committed suicide. Arena, you got any sort of objections, or can I play a little more prep music? Two shows in a row.
Hold on.
Going to pad while I click on the video, and
I hear the guy on Fox News that shot himself was just watching Sons of Anarchy while he's driving down the highway.
Riding through this world. You know who's not riding through this world anymore? Johnny Lewis. You might know him as Half Sat from seasons 1 and 2 of Sons of Anarchy.
How many seasons are there?
Are we on four now?
Are we wrapping up? No, I think we're wrapping up five.
Okay.
Because 3 was when they took Jax's stupid little white trash baby, and I didn't give a shit.
Wait, and I there's a white watching. Trash baby on a biker show?
Yeah, exactly. It was a little white trash baby that he had with his little white trash girlfriend, and he's white trash, so they're just breeding white trash. Season 4 I ignored completely. I think we've started 5. We're maybe like 3 episodes into 5. Like, Sam Crow came back mid-September, I want to say. I washed my fucking hands of it.
So, like, Sons of Anarchy isn't worried about this guy?
No, they could give a shit. He
has to write him out of the show.
This dumb shit, this John Lewis, got written off. Like, he was like, I think I'm missing out on too much baller-ass fucking shit by being on your loser show, which, oh, by the way, is just doing monstrous numbers right now. It's like crushing network shows.
Yeah, Discovery Communications.
In the same time slot. So he made it that Kurtwood Sutter, the guy who created it and I guess does a lot of the writing, would have him killed off. He was like, get me off this piece of shit. So this guy's obviously got issues. Fucking people would kill to be on a show like Sons of Anarchy.
Give me one major show that's going to be in syndication for the rest of my life. And that's just the free paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you use that paycheck to get a glass of water? What was that? No,
glass
sorry.
Of DC water.
No, I just like the paycheck. It sounded funny to me. It made me giggle. I'm bringing down the life. Fuck it. I don't want to hear this damn song anymore.
That's
Screw
a good
show,
song.
Bro.
I've never seen that show.
Really?
I just know Peggy Bundy's on it.
Peggy Bundy's on it, and she has just the fucking, like, veiny, like, gummy bear worm vein MILF hands. God. Like, a lot of guys who are into the MILF scenes are, like, really into the veiny old lady hands.
You're always talking about veiny old lady hands.
Oh, God. She would be, like, the biggest MILF porn starlet if she ever went that route. She's got fucking hands, that
one. She still
one.
Looks good, though.
She oh, she's holding together money. For her age. Oh, yeah. Jesus, she's holding it together. I mean, she's, like... You know, describing Joe Louis's age at the beginning, she's like 132 right now.
I cannot say the same thing for Ron Perlman, though. Not aging as well.
Ron Perlman is the missing link. Ron Perlman is white Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, he is!
Isn't that the guy who was like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys agent no, that went
Lou
to
Perlman.
Jail?
Oh. It's Lou Perlman. Proving once again, I know every Jew ever.
You know.
Guess that Jew.
Yeah. I did get that
I
book
would
in synagogue.
Crush that.
The directory.
I am prepping for a life in Hollywood like you wouldn't believe.
Are we going to be Kabbalists when we move out there?
No, the little red string on our fingers or whatever, our wrists. No.
I actually got some of those when I went to Israel, so I was like, these are legit. But then I felt so stupid wearing them.
Dummy.
Thanks, Kabbalah. Ruining my religion.
You know the best thing? Ron Perlman is married to a sister. And he's got like two mixed kids. And I'm not going to make any jokes after that. You're like, is John going to say something awful? Like, which side makes them look more like something simian? Like, but no.
Well,
no.
Wow, you went to... That's a Stranger with Candy reference a little bit there.
Yeah. Because the answer is Ron Perlman, first of all. Ron Perlman's the reason those kids look like monkeys.
Oh, my God.
What? He looks like a monkey. He looks like a fucking lowland silverback. Like, he's just got this mashed in nose.
Like an albino gorilla.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, you see Ron Perlman, you're like, that's a face that should be, like, holding a reed and scratching its ass with it. And like Jane Goodall is just like, this is beautiful. Just watching him from a bush.
The albino. Like,
yeah. The fucking
oh my
albino
God.
Silverback.
His Wikipedia picture. Just...
Yeah, that's bad.
He's great. Don't get me wrong. I love
actor.
Ron Perlman. Yeah. He's a great.
He
yeah, he
like
seems
like
a really
DC
nice dude.
Too, like...
Yeah, exactly. Like it's one of those pictures where they show it and it's like, see, orangutans can smile. And that's Ron Perlman.
Oh
like, do
God.
Animals have emotions? And it just shows the happy monkey. It's like, yeah, that's Ron Perlman. He's the missing link.
Oh, man.
But back to Half Sack. That was this Johnny Lewis's name on the show. He was Half Sack because he lost one ball in the war.
Yeah.
What war?
Iraq or Afghanistan.
Oh, okay.
One of those two.
I thought maybe like some...
It's ridiculous.
In the Nam, man. No.
Some
Johnny
angels,
Lewis...
like Hell's Angels fight out or something.
No.
Some drug war.
No. No, nothing that trivial. He like went overseas and lost one of his balls to an IUD or whatever. So this Johnny Lewis guy, which by the way, you see pictures of him. He worked within the frame of Sons of Anarchy. Like... There you go, Howard. You blew your wad before we recorded. Howard had a fantastic burp, like right before the mics went on.
It's pretty upsetting, actually.
And he's like, I should have saved that for air.
I was really trying to do
it. And I'm like, that's how I like you thinking.
Yeah.
That bringing it all to the show. I want you at home, cocking your leg in the air, and it's just like... And you're like, why wasn't a microphone in front of me for that?
Why don't you make a CD of your burps and farts?
Oh, because... I basically just save them all for my dog's face.
Oh, poor Mr. Whatever
Mr.
his
Kim.
Name.
Mr. Kim.
I was going to say Mr. Roboto.
So this Johnny Lewis guy. It's weird seeing these actors outside of the context of Sons of Anarchy because they clean up and they don't look the same, a lot of them.
Right, yeah.
He has, like, they all get this disheveled look when on the show. They're all stubbly and shit. But then they clean up and they look like normal people, or at least they look like groomed stubbly when in other scenarios. They're showing pictures of him, and he just looks like he's got the same dirty fucking face and hair, but like a woman's sweater on, like almost a blouse with like a scarf around his neck in some of them. He looks like a psychopath. And apparently the guy's had a history of mental illness, which manifested itself like crazy, pardon the pun, last week when he does the following. He kills 81-year-old landlady. He kills her cat.
That's kind of the old lady's fault, still having a job at 81.
Well, yeah, she's not like a landlady. Like, I think she just had a house where she rented out a couple of rooms, and this piece of shit kills her.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's
she was
not,
like, I'm definitely going to trust the celebrity.
Is there a motive? Like, did they explain it all? Like, do they understand why the hell he killed her?
It says he struggled with drugs and legal woes.
Yeah. Which... welcome to Hollywood, kid. You know what I mean? Like, you know who else that fits? Robert Downey Jr. Doesn't mean he killed anyone. They don't know why. I think what's pissing me off, and by the way, he then face plants off of the 2-story house, maybe 3-story max, this lady owned. And they hadn't cleaned up the blood for days. Like, photographers were still going out and taking pictures of it because it looked like one of those PETA assholes fills a balloon with red paint and lobs it on someone. And they're meat is murder. Like, it looked like someone did that just on the pavement. Like, this shit was caked on.
I
want to
throw a bunch
care.
Of meat at a bunch of, like, PETA people and be like, meat is delicious.
Cooked meat. See if they, like, get down and start digging through.
We'll eat it because that's a waste of animal if we don't.
Maybe. Maybe that'll happen. Do it. Record it as a segment for the show.
Brilliant.
Be
done.
Like Howard. He's going to record his burps and his farts. You've got the PETA segment.
Done.
Okay. Thank you.
I know where they hang out.
Where?
Outside the Neiman Marcus.
Ew.
Chevy Chase.
Oh, God. I thought just like Jews did that whole Chevy Chase scene. Isn't Chevy Chase just like little Israel?
What am I?
Okay. I also am saying.
There you go.
Okay. Fine.
Oi.
What sound?
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Pop up on the iPhone.
Christ.
It's the video of the guy.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh,
why
that's you
up.
Got socked by the same thing I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're good. They're very good. Reeling you in.
Here's what's like, pissing me off about this thing. Everyone hears that this motherfucker flipped out and they're dying to tie it into drugs. They're like, what weird new designer drug was he on?
I think he was arrested 3 times this year. On drugs.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. He is a fucking... it's one of the few times where you're like, okay, this guy's a drugged up fuck up. And maybe drugs were involved. It's one of the few times I can get that. I lose my shit when someone flips out and kills people. And they're like, had to be drugs. No one's done that sober ever.
No one ever kills sober.
I lose it. My mom is the queen of that. Any fucking... comedy we watch and it wasn't funny, she's like, well, they must have been on pot. That wasn't funny at all. I'm like, yes, no one funny has ever smoked marijuana. And when they have, it just made them really unfunny. And that's why comedians tend to smoke weed. You've cracked the case. You didn't even need the rest of the Scooby-Doo gang. All you.
Remember that episode of Louis C.K. or Louis when he smokes weed with his neighbor?
Yeah, I do, actually. And he, like, flipped out or something, right?
Yeah.
Because he hadn't smoked weed in forever.
He wasn't that funny,
though. Don't get me wrong. Unlike these two over here, I fucking hate weed. I don't need it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never smoked marijuana.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's right. Okay. By these two, I meant...
the people in the other studio.
Arena and someone that isn't Howard. Who is sitting there silently.
Yes, I was thinking about this the other day. If a politician told you he never inhaled... obviously, he's wasting money. Why would you vote for him?
You're talking about...
this is not Arena Shtick Hour. Stay in the moment with
me. Can we cut that?
No. Like,
no.
Like the way you grab a dog by the scruff of its neck and you just go, bad dog, look what you did. You're going to hear that moment and you're going to be like, fuck. And then you're going to wipe the poopies off your nose and you're going to be like, I won't do it again.
Never again, daddy.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Please don't call me that.
No.
I have mixed feelings when I hear that in bed. When I hear it outside of bed, I'm just like, no, very inappropriate.
That is weird that girls do that.
I get that one a lot.
Probably because your nickname is Papa.
No, I was going to say because they're five. Oh, come on. Wow. Go for the jugular once in a while. Wow. I softballed that one to you. No.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, I guess like I do, you know, I tend to do dominant stuff in bed. I'm not like into you put on the leather and whip me.
Right. All right. People are crying and vomiting now.
Isn't the whole thing like if you're like a big tough guy in the real world, like you control a lot of people, you're a big boss man. That's what you're into in the bed. Well, I'm the opposite.
Yeah, I
couldn't get lower on the totem pole, so like bed's the one place where I could call the shots. Get on all fours now. Okay, back to Johnny. Poor, dead, dumb, drugged out Johnny.
I wish I was him right now after hearing all that.
There! Fucking A. I like that one. You got with the program. You recovered. Nice. Your second dive was a 9.2.
Thank you.
All right. I get so pissed when people want to blame every sort of aberrant behavior on drugs, man. People are fucking insane. They don't need drugs. Like, a lot of people who are crazy, too, get into drugs kind of to self-medicate.
Yeah, these are the same people who say, like, Reagan. These are the same people who say, like, Reagan was a great president.
I think those are called Republicans, not drug addicts.
No, but I was just like, this is like Nancy Reagan's victory. Like, everything that happens that's wrong in America today is because of drugs.
Oh, they just heard "just say no" all the time. Yeah. Exactly. It's just like, apparently on painkillers or some shit, like, all the time.
I'm not really going to help my position here, but I remember talking to this older dude. He's telling me a story about when he was a teenager just getting hammered and driving home from this party. Like, it was just some rich part of Smith Mountain Lake.
So far, this guy sounds fucking cool, by the way, you're talking to. Go on.
We're at work, and so, like, me and this other guy, we're both, like, in our 30s, like, early 30s, and we're like, oh, hey, so, you know, you clearly had not had enough to, like, exceed the limit. And the guy just paused, looked at us, and he was like, oh, right, you kids were raised thinking that drunk driving is wrong.
I know.
It just didn't even bat an eye. He was dead serious.
That
he was just like,
awesome.
Oh.
No, so much of that shit is just new. We kind of take it for granted. I mean, I'm trying to remember, is it fucking HUD? This Paul Newman film that literally opens up, shit, I think it's HUD, with, like, someone driving by, throwing him a goddamn beer, and they're all just, like, drinking on this Texas highway together. Like, that was just how you greeted people out there.
I love the
It was like, oh, hi, fellow driver. Here's a fucking beer with that weird pool tab. Because we didn't invent the, you know, standard can opener back then.
No, yeah, like...
Brilliance. It's brilliant.
You could drink in the back seat of a car in Texas up until 2000. And then Montana... They changed the law in, like, 2005. So the feds have, like, basically made it impossible for anyone to get highway funding in this country if you have open container allowances, which is why Texas and I think Montana was the last, like, holdout on being able to drink in your backseat.
Is that why none of the Native Americans drive anymore in Montana?
It's because, no, it's actually because they, all their cars are,
So they just
retitled to the car title loan places.
Uh-huh.
So, like, they basically sign over their cars whenever they have one.
Oh, wow.
That's, like, the first place I ever heard of car title loans. It was just on the reservation.
Oh, my God.
I was just like, wow, that's the stupidest idea ever. And then, like, we have them everywhere now in Virginia.
Now I'm just picturing the red man, like, getting a little white kid to pull him around in a wagon while he drinks in that.
Oh, my gosh.
They don't
like,
go
just
anywhere.
One of those radio flyers, you know?
They just pass out in the middle of the road. I'm not joking. Like, people tell me that live out there, some days on Thursdays when they get their
checks. A damn dead armadillo or an Apache.
Is that a headdress? A feather headdress?
Wow. They just pass out on the middle of the road.
It's middle of the road. You got to, like, be careful. You may hit one.
Some of the reservations are messed up.
Oh, they're like third world countries within America.
No,
man.
They're fourth world. Like, the term is fourth world for indigenous communities. Like, it's that much worse than the third world country.
They're not even third world.
Yeah. So, like, some fucking Brazilian who's eating monkey brain soup in the Amazon basin is, like, sending
higher
money to them.
Level.
Yeah.
They get the commercials. Please help this poor little Indian child. With all this casino money, but his parents spent it all on booze.
Jesus, that is fucked up. I've dealt like next to nothing with Native Americans, man. We just don't have them out here. We killed all of ours.
We moved them all out west, dummy. Yeah.
No, like Washington loves to shit on Indians. That's why like I have a job, so.
That's why the Redskins are a team.
Yeah.
That's actually not that big a deal. Honestly, most Native Americans don't give a shit.
Really?
Some do, but some of them actually like think it's a cool word.
I was.
It's like calling your friend like N-word.
Really?
What up, N-word? You
suck, Redskin. You want Redskin?
I actually was at Mungaree Mall on Sunday, and the girl that works at Steve Madden's is she's really pretty. She's hot.
Mm-hmm.
A Native American chick from Idaho.
Nice. Nice. I fucking love Native Tail.
She's hot. Actually, she didn't have a lot of friends. So I was like, here's my number. Let's hang out.
Really?
So she hasn't called me yet.
Why can't you get me good pussy?
I don't.
What kind of friend are you?
She's already been tarnished enough. I don't want to ruin her.
Screw it. Maybe like if she's from this fourth world, I could be like, and here's the little room I have inside my mother's house. She'd be like, what?
Wow.
No, like it's up and down from like tribe to tribe. Because I mean, if you have like oil underneath like whatever crappy piece of land they gave you,
mm-hmm.
you're rich now. You weren't back then when they gave you this piece of shit land, but now you're golden.
Well,
if you have like a great casino near a major city, you're also money.
She's not one of the oil rich ones, obviously.
Her dad works in D.C., she thought. But I was wearing a Redskins jersey when I was in there, and I was like,
were you just kind of, yeah.
Try to cover it up.
You won't recognize this if I cover up half the word. It's the
just
Washington
skin.
I think, like, my experience is Native Americans are less offended about the existence of the Washington Redskins than they are about, like, being completely dispossessed of their country.
I was going to say, yeah, the whole genocide and just decimating their culture and way of life. Yeah.
I'm pissed about that part.
Yeah.
But the football team, like,
Redskins
I have bigger
kind of
problems.
One of the few things that even makes most people think of Native Americans in the course of their day.
John, speaking of Native Americans, did you get scalped?
What? Oh, my little kind of, like, shiny patch up front, you mean?
Yeah, you cut out like the white of your hair.
It's
front.
I don't think I used to think I was balding, but now I think it's if you cut my gray patch short enough.
That was weak. I can do better than that.
Bring it.
Wait.
Oh,
get out of here.
Oh, get the fuck out.
You have soda. Give me some of that.
No, Eminem just won this rap battle.
You just dissed
me. You just dissed me. I'm not giving you any help.
I dissed you earlier.
How dare you interrupt my Dead Poet Society Robin Williams came back clap after that burp.
Get out of here.
I'm going to throw up on this microphone.
Yeah. Anyhow,
get your own damn soda.
When are you going to troll this girl again?
I don't know. Let's go buy some shoes from her. I guess she works on Sundays. Hopefully she doesn't listen to the show and she'll still work there
on
Sundays.
Just slip her a USB drive of this and be like, he wants to fuck you. And that'll be it.
She'll be like, I'll call security.
I like it whispered back. That kept it sexy.
I'm leaving now.
That's what I do. Just grab my drive and head on out. Nah, it fucking blows my mind that everyone, and I mean everyone, is trying to pin this shit on a drug thing with Johnny. Young dead Johnny. It's like, dude, the guy was troubled as fuck.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the one thing I'd say about it.
What drug really makes you kill people? I've been on some weird fucking drugs in my day that made me see some crazy shit. I never killed people.
Bath salts. Have you not watched the news last year?
I have heard this is mostly like urban legend, man. I don't think bath salts really make you do that crap. I think these people were nuts to begin with.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said about like the material you're working with. Like, before the drugs get involved.
Yeah. And I also hate, like, have you ever heard of fucking amphetamine psychosis? It's something that, like, sets in because you were awake for 21 days. And I guess you can kind of, like, blame the drugs for this allowed a person to be awake for 21 days. But it's not like you took the drug and 8 minutes later.
How are you preparing for
it? No, it was too weak to share.
Really?
It was too weak to share.
Oh, shit. You look like Balrog charging up the turn punch.
No.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't take my head away from the microphone if it were going to be like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I felt my dick move a little. I was getting a little excited.
And,
if I keep trying to do this, I'm going to poop myself.
Yeah. To poop yourself or puke yourself?
I'm overstraining everything.
I belch like Blanca, though. I'm just like straight up at you.
Yeah. I fucking loved Blanca as a kid.
Yeah.
So more about drugs and killing
I'm
people.
Just saying, man, the guy was fucking batshit. And yet this country, maybe the world in general, I can only speak for this country. It's the only one I've lived in. We can't just be like people are fucking crazy sometimes and people are loose cannons and the people next to you might kill you. And you never know that. It's like we all want to believe when you're out in society and you're mixing with people, no one here can hurt you. You're just fine.
I'm always thinking someone's going like to kill me.
It pisses me off. It's like, oh, no, he had to be on drugs to do this.
Wait, I thought you were raised by foreign parents. All foreign parents are, like, always afraid that...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my mom. Yeah. No, my mom was the one born here. And the way you'd think it, like, we lived in Mad Max. And not, like, 20 years after the gas fight started, like, 80 years. When people are just, like, fucking killing and rape. Like, they've had to invent 10 words for rape. You know how the Eskimos have, like, a million words for snow? Like, there's just that many kinds of rape in this Mad Max future.
But I'll say this. So, like, I totally agree with you on this. Like, people way too, like, overzealous and just being like, oh, it must have been drugs. But with this one instance, I gotta say, like, when I hear that he killed his landlady and her cat, all I can envision is this dude, like, for whatever reason, he killed the landlady. Then he looked over and was like, oh, shit. The cat saw.
The fucking witness. Leave no witnesses.
Yeah.
He must have seen the movie Go with the talking cat.
What does the cat say again?
Does he say,
like, I can read your thoughts? Is that the first thing
like,
he says?
Yeah, like, I am Mao, like, that guy from the game the person was playing earlier.
Oh, okay.
I'm not like you
I've
with
only
the babies.
Watched half of Go. It actually was okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. Katie Holmes tie-in.
She was in that. Mm. She was in that.
Back when she had a career.
She was like the girl that got kidnapped for drugs.
You know what? Strangely, like, fuckable. I would have fucked Katie Holmes.
She was going next door.
Would have. I still.
The cotton you like.
She could rebound with me.
Okay, she's famous. We've been over this. I would fuck Rue McClanahan dead in the ground right now. I would fuck
Shannon Samuelson.
Is Cicely Tyson still alive?
Dude, you need to step off Cicely. She was a fine piece back in the day. You just need to give her credit for like past work, man. You know
with
what I mean?
That weird
Lifetime
Jay Leto
Achievement Award is like a night with me. Like that's what I'm telling her.
Oh my god, Meredith Baxter Burney, is she still with us?
Oh my gosh, man, she looked good back in the day.
She pulled out her tits on network TV, man.
That was
I used
money.
To jack to those fucking pictures.
That's really disturbing because that movie is about breast cancer.
I know. I didn't
give
a shit.
Are you talking about fourth world actresses?
No, Meredith Baxter Burney, the mom from Family Ties. She did like some sort of bullshit.
Oh,
a movie
she's a lesbian now.
I think you're right. She did a movie about breast cancer. And they did all these stills because she fucking got to pull out her teats on network television. And they're like, well, it's a breast exam. So we're going to show it. So I'm just jacking off to these pictures with a bitch who's got like black marker under her tits.
Oh my God. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh my gosh.
John, you are sick.
That was like in my top five images I jacked off to as a kid.
I'm
Meredith
surprised
Baxter
your mom's
Burney's.
Scared about people hurting you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh no.
The evil that lingers at home. Oh, God.
Hey, to tie together these two stories you just told,
hold on. While you talk, I'm punching up them titty pictures.
So, I mean, like, it's a big deal whenever they show titties on, like, broadcast television. And, like, I guess everybody heard about the guy who shot himself in the head on Fox News. Fox News actually showed a police chase in Arizona. And after...
Here they are. Here
oh
they
my
are.
God.
Oh, look at yeah.
I'm not looking
great
at that.
That's silver just, dollar areola. Yeah, that's right. You come
oh my
on over.
Gosh.
You come on over. You crank it to that picture. There she is. Just let her tit out.
She has a nice
boob. Boobopedia.
So at any rate, like you have
tripping in my moccasins.
Boobies
that's
on television. Often falling within the guise of FCC regulation. Mm-hmm. And then you have this question
News.
About some dude shooting himself on the head. Is Fox News going to get in trouble for failing to like block
that
out.
They should, because they shouldn't be chasing or following freaking car chases.
Let's just put it out there. I'm not going to play the clip because the audio is kind of like, well, the audio is funny at the end.
You need to see it. You need to see it.
They're cutting.
It's funnier if you watch it.
Fox News is doing that thing where they, more than most people, love broadcasting a chase. And I forget where this took place.
I literally
was going to say that. I was going to go some shithole like Arizona. Arizona's a shithole. It really was Arizona?
Yeah, 80 miles west of or east of a California border.
Never, ever question my intelligence.
Why did he go
from
Mexico? Obviously, this guy was an idiot.
He was high on drugs.
Yeah, he's high. Exactly. On the bath salts. Just like you said, Arena.
He killed himself, so obviously he was on drugs.
He had to shoot himself in the head to get the voices out of it. Don't you know how brains work?
Bad publicity for bath salts is making pot look real good.
I just want to try the bath salts. You guys sound like pussies. Just put me in Perry.
We should do a show where we're all just on bath salts.
I'll just pick
the bath salts
episode. That would be great. Like 15 minutes in, I just like rip off my cock and throw it at Howard.
Only two of us walk out.
Yeah.
Only one
Thunderdome
the face.
Rules. Holy shit. So this cat is driving around the highway.
Wait, can we get a stripper for the bath salt episode?
No, she would never live. She would just be dead.
That's
so
true.
Quickly.
Better her than me.
So this guy is running around, riding through this world all alone. Nothing. Sorry. I just played the song for you like 2 seconds ago. So he's driving around, and he goes off the highway down this little dirt path, and then he kind of sprints out for a bit. And Shepard Smith, the talking head on Fox, is like, bah, 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 I'm narrating things. I'm named Shepard Smith. Great impression, right?
He's running. He's looking very erratic.
Exactly. That's what he's actually, like, just describing what you're seeing. It's like, this isn't War of the Worlds, you cocksucker. I can look at it, too. You're adding literally nothing to this.
As I'm watching television, obviously I can see.
Yeah. Eventually, the guy pulls out a piece, puts it to his head, pulls the trigger, and just kind of crumples. I'll give him this. It was a very slow, dramatic crumple after he shoots himself, because I understand zero about physics. I've never actually murdered a person with a gun before. This might be shocking for you to hear, Arena, looking at me.
Do you think he watched it on a movie, or he was going to California for an acting career?
Yeah, he's following Johnny. He's like, I heard there's a role open on San Fran on Sons of Anarchy.
I need this car, ma'am.
I can be three sack, the one with an extra ball. So he shoots himself, and I don't know about you guys. I figure you put a gun to your head, like kind of the force would send you flying like you would almost 180 in the air.
And then that's ridiculous. Land.
If you shot yourself like a rifle.
Yeah, just like a really, like, I've got maybe like a really violent Looney Tunes brain.
You said you've never used a gun before?
I've used guns. I've never shot a man in his temple with one.
I've seen an animal
shot in
the head.
Well, as someone who's lived in the South.
Does it just kind of crumple? Because that's what
this guy
did.
Kind of like what that guy did. Yeah, it's more like that.
He just like immediately drops to his knees and then face forward.
And then it cuts away because the delay was only 5 seconds instead of the usual 10.
Yeah, they're on a 5 second delay, which... Here's the deal. If people don't react quickly to that, 5 seconds ain't shit. So this happens, and Shepard Smith immediately is like, cut away, cut away, cut away.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, is he surprised that people aren't listening to his narration?
Yeah. Do we only know delay because, like, I grew up jerking my dick to talk radio? It's a weird thing where the broadcast you're seeing is actually...
No, everybody knows it because of the Janet Jackson booby. Everybody talked about the delay.
Oh, and how people are just so slow on the trigger?
And then it came up again this year because they were even supposed to be on a longer delay because of the Janet Jackson thing when MIA gave the finger.
Yeah, and still nothing was done.
And they failed to do it correctly that time, too.
Well, I wouldn't even know how you dump out of a video broadcast. You would literally just go to, like, the picture where it's, like, technical difficulties and drunken cameraman.
It's probably prize-winning producers Papa John George.
Yeah.
They have a distortion button, so what they tried to do with MIA is, like, it's supposed to distort the image for, like, a certain number of seconds following. And so you saw, like, the start of the distortion, but it started right after she gave the finger.
So he was slow on the draw.
Yeah.
No, I've had to delay. I've handled broadcasts in my actual producer days. It's hard when you've got a million things coming at you. You're like listening to the conversation, and then you you're like, was that profanity? Did someone just say fuck casually? Did I really hear that? It's very heat of the moment. It's like Sopranos where they're like, when you don't even hear it when it's coming.
They were surprisingly good on Don and Mike. I think we were spoiled as kids listening to Don and Mike because
they had three different people working the delay for Don and Mike. There's an asshole upstairs whose entire job was just to listen to the show.
Yeah.
The backroom call screener had a delayed dump button, which we still had, by the way.
If we you never to, used it. I was if you wanted to be a dick, the other day.
You could hit the delay from the back and just chop out chunks of the show.
That's funny.
And then the guy running the boards, the producer, would also have a delay button.
And to me, like, you're talking about local radio, and instead what we have national television where they're not able to keep up with this. You know what I mean? But here's the real thing that's... So when you told me about this, I looked it up because I was like, can Fox News get in trouble for this?
I don't think so.
The answer is no.
Yeah.
SEC does not regulate violence on television.
Yeah, that's great. You know, the kids, they shouldn't see a man murder himself, or that's fine, actually, but the tits are horrible and should be screened from kids.
So, like, seriously, though, if... So it's obscenity, profanity, and indecency. Those are the three things that, like, the FCC can fine television stations for. So if the guy, instead of shooting himself in the head, had given a finger to the Fox News camera, and they had forgotten to, like, block that out, the FCC could fine them.
I like where you went with that.
I want to start a petition for anyone that's ever, like, being interviewed on Fox News to just throw up the finger.
Oh, just run them out of business.
Actually, all the news stations. I'm tired of the news. It's so depressing.
Not to sound like a complete rube. You know what? Howard, here's a guessing game. You're going to win, and Arena might. What's the one kind of news station that's 24 hours that I watch?
ESPN.
Thank you. See, he was on that shit.
Which I turned off after the whole, like, ref debacle thing. They're not journalists at ESPN.
No, well, they've got 24 hours to fill. What do you want?
No, but, hey,
journalism
listen, I'm sorry.
Died with the 24-hour news network.
I'm glad the ref lockout thing is over because I can finally go to Foot Locker again and get shoes from the replacement refs.
Hey.
Wah, wah.
I love how she fucking threw that out there like she was the first to make the joke. She was just like, and John hasn't read a blog in 17 days. He hasn't logged on to Twitter.
That's why I had to look up what I said I'm into your face.
I believe that one of the Packers players tweeted that following the game last week.
About them going back to Foot Locker, the replacement refs.
I hope you got fined for tweeting on the field.
This was in the locker room after the game. Many of the Packers had some commentary.
Didn't Clay Matthews tweet Goodell's number?
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
That's money.
Shut up. Who?
Clay Matthews, the long-haired motherfucker who does the Predator every time he takes someone down.
Have a complaint? Here's Goodell's office number.
Exactly. Shut up. That's awesome.
I know.
Did anyone get it?
70,000 people called, I believe.
It's still on
like
What Would Tyler Durden Do? My favorite website. He's got a picture of the tweet up.
Guess he's getting a phone call from old
Marina
Divinci. Begging for a job.
You're like, those people are being so mean. You need me to hit delete on your answering machine for you.
And I'll hug you every morning when
you
come in, Mr.
I'll tell
Goodell.
You did the right thing, Roger. Well, shit. Got a couple different directions we can go with the remaining 15 minutes, I think.
I was actually like ready to diss ESPN a little bit more, man.
Do it. Do it. Everything Speaking I've got is dirt. I want you to do something you like.
How fucking terrible ESPN is and their NFL coverage. Check this out. You know survivor pools for like fantasy football is like a new thing where... Do you know how this works?
You have to... Well, I know the way I understand it, just a survivor pool in football. I don't know if it's for
in
like
football,
fantasy football. You pick your one lock for the week. You're like, okay, it's Steelers-Browns. Fucking Steelers got this shit. And if you lose, you're out for the rest of the season.
Right.
Okay.
So, guys at ESPN, like everybody who covers NFL there, they're all out.
They're all out already.
Week three, they all got like cut.
God, how? Week three?
Week three. Every last analyst at ESPN is out.
What was the, what were the games that just busted everyone?
I can't remember in the first 2 weeks what people got killed on, but.
Oh, 49ers Vikings this week? Was that it?
Which, fuck them. Cause, I mean, to me, like, no, like, I picked four
Lions,
games last week.
What's that?
The Lions are playing the Vikings.
Oh, hold on. We're getting the signal. You want to open the door for a second? Just tell them we'll be like 10 minutes or something? Or...
Okay. I have a signal for them.
Yeah. Just be like, well...
Should we keep going or...
Yeah, we got 10.
We got 10. We got 10. Dead air. Sweet dead air. I'm not going to edit that out either.
I know. Keeps we just like killed the whole minute.
Fuck it. We keeps it real.
We keeps it real.
So what game did everyone bust on?
I can't remember the first 2 weeks, but everybody that was remaining, all of them picked San Francisco versus the Vikings.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. It did seem like such a gimme.
It's just fuck them because they're supposed to be professional analysts. And to me, the first thing I did, I've never played football. But I just looked at, all right, the 49ers beat two teams that throw the ball, and now they're playing a team that relies heavily on, like, a feature running back.
Yeah.
Which they're, like, three in the league now. You don't really know who can stop these guys. To me...
Because you just don't encounter them all that often.
You just don't know what's going to happen. So to me, I was like, I'm staying away from this game.
Who would you put along with Adrian Peterson? Who are the other two?
MJD.
Yeah, okay.
And it's weird. After that, there's Ray Rice, Arian Foster, and then LeSean McCoy.
Glad Ray Rice is finally getting recognition at the end of his career.
No, Ray Rice is like, you're talking Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis is old as shit.
They both
he's the
are
linebacker.
Getting up there.
No, Ray Rice is like
Ray
27.
Rice is 26.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
just completed
like
a rookie
older.
Contract.
Yeah, no, he's on
what?
His second contract. Yeah.
Yeah.
How long has, he's been in the
come on, girl knows
sports.
Yeah, fucking girl don't know shit
hey,
on Twitter.
I could be an ESPN analyst, okay?
A pair, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking girls know how to wear a scarf. That was so bad. God, I just died a dog's death.
Oh, man.
I'm just staring at you and your scarf. That's all I can think about.
It's
I'm just like,
so
scarf,
cold
scarf,
in here.
Scarf.
But so yeah, man, it's to me,
getting
it's just unacceptable.
Mm.
Everybody was just slurping on their defense. I'm like, how can you slurp on a defense that hasn't actually stopped a running back yet? Because they haven't played one. Don't pick that game. I just stayed away from that game like the plague. Along with
a fucking smart motherfucker.
I just... It pisses me off. These assholes were actually coaches, some of them in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really trust the players. You know the player that like bothers me the most right now on television? And it sucks because I liked him as a player. Chris Carter definitely stole Ed Lover's bit and is selling it like his own shit on ESPN now.
Which one?
Come on, man.
Oh, the come on, man thing.
That's so weak. I'm like, you just stole. Come on, son.
Maybe he's not a player. Maybe he just crushes a lot.
Do you ever watch like the Ed Lover come on, son shit? That shit is
what,
funny.
Like the old one?
Wait, no, like the his whole
with,
bit
like,
on
the
YouTube.
Other guy named Dr. Dre.
He's just got like a
from Yo MTV Raps.
I guess he didn't. He's not the one who came up with it, but whatever. I thought he was like Ed Lover. Just like has it's so get fab, man. He takes like a piece of cardboard and Sharpies on like the phrase "Come on, son," and he just goes through pop culture. It's basically like Ed Lover's version of Papa's Basement, where he's just like, "Hey, yo, you hear what Katie Holmes did? She called that dude." Come on, son. And he just hold up the sign. It's just this like piece of cardboard that says, come on, son, written in Sharpie. It's the funniest shit I've ever seen.
Ghetto.
It's like 10 minutes of this
I
every week.
Getois.
Oh, my God.
And then like now Chris Carter is like selling it like his own shit on ESPN. And everybody's into it. They all are into it. All the white guys working there are just like, hey,
this black guy saying something soulful.
They're like, we have a black friend.
Yeah.
ESPN feels a lot like that sometimes.
Fire him. Bring on Tori Holt and just have Tori Holt hold up that mutant fucking hand of his.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I want to see.
Tori Holt's got crazy hands.
He's got goddamn gazelle fingers. Tori Holt. Just Google Tori Holt's finger.
It's disturbing.
You will fucking lose your lunch. Like, I'm not. It is the most horrible thing. It's more depressing than the little pink girl in Schindler's List.
What? Okay, the second thing after Tori Holt, when I Google, is Tori Holt's finger.
Yeah. No, it's horrible.
Just look it up. We'll wait for Arena's reaction.
Because I got to say, like, receivers probably.
Oh, my God. What yeah. The fuck is wrong with him? And why does he keep holding it up for pictures?
It's so awful. It's like at a 45 degree angle, maybe even steeper, maybe a 60.
Does that give him a catching advantage?
I don't know. I don't. Yeah, it's like having like webbed fucking frog feet so you can swim.
Oh my God, that's so nasty.
He's not playing guitar ever. I'll say that.
Is that because he's black or because?
Nice. 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 You know what? I'm saying we got to bring this bitch home in a couple minutes.
Got to reel her in.
What do you want to say, though, Howard?
As a fan of Jimi Hendrix and many of the great blues guitarists in American history, I take offense to that last joke.
They don't play him in the last 20 years.
I like the Living Blues. Color. I listen to John Mayer.
To quote the RZA, I fuck with that shit.
And on that note, Howard, you went out strong. It's been real.
Let's go get some Mexican tacos.
Nice. I will treat you and all to Tippy's tacos.
I'm not talking about the food.
Hey. Oh. This ain't a border town and there are no donkey shows.
Yeah, this ain't Juarez. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Get a hold of me on Twitter at Papa's Basement and the show's website's inpapasbasement.com. These two lovely ladies that have been with me, Howard Hyland at Epexegetical on Twitter.
That's funny because I'm not a lady.
Oh, God. Irina Davinsky, she's at Girl Knows Sports on Twitter, although that name's a lie and we all know
Girl Knows
now.
Sports, kind of.
Go to the website, find the Facebook page and like it. Find the iTunes link, subscribe to us. I guess that's it.
Banana Monkey Sex Show.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.